This is Akashvani, the news read by Shefali Singh. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the aviation sector has played an important role in making India the fastest growing economy in the world. Through this sector, the government is working to connect people, culture and prosperity. Addressing the Asia-Pacific Ministerial Conference on Civil Aviation in New Delhi today, Mr. Modi said that an increasing middle class leading to higher demand are the driving forces behind the progress of the sector. He added that India's aviation sector is undergoing a remarkable transformation, enhancing ease of travel for citizens and boosting connectivity. The Prime Minister proclaimed the adoption of the Delhi Declaration by all the member states. The Delhi Declaration is a visionary roadmap to elevate the region's aviation sector to new heights. Mr. Modi said that the Delhi Declaration will advance the resolve for regional connectivity, innovation and sustainable growth in aviation. Civil Aviation Minister Ram Mohan Naidu inaugurated the second Asia-Pacific Ministerial Conference on Civil Aviation in New Delhi yesterday. Mr. Naidu was elected the chairman of Asia-Pacific Ministerial Conference on Civil Aviation. He called for strategic investments in Asia-Pacific aviation infrastructure to accommodate 3.5 billion annual passengers by 2035. He emphasized that India aims to increase women's participation in aviation workforce to 25% by 2025. The Cabinet has given nod to providing health coverage to all senior citizens above 70 years of age, irrespective of their income, under Ayushman Bharat PM Jan Arogya Yojana, ABPMJAY. Briefing the media after the cabinet meeting this evening in Delhi, Union Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said the senior citizens will get the facility of free treatment up to 5 lakh rupees. Senior citizens of the age of 70 years and above who are already availing benefits of other public health insurance schemes such as Central Government Health Scheme, Ex-Servicemen Contributory Health Scheme, Ayushman Central Armed Police Force may either choose their existing scheme or opt for ABPMJAY. The senior citizens who are under private health insurance policies or employee state insurance scheme will also be eligible to avail benefits under ABPMJAY. The cabinet also approved PM Electric Drive Revolution in Innovative Vehicle Enhancement, PM E-Drive scheme, with an outlay of 10,900 crore rupees over a period of 2 years. The government has also approved the outlay of 12,461 crore rupees for 31,350 megawatt hydropower projects. Mission Mausam was also approved to create a more weather-ready and climate-smart Bharat with an outlay of 2,000 crore rupees over 2 years. It is envisaged to be a multifaceted and transformative initiative to tremendously boost India's weather and climate-related science, research and services. In Haryana, on the second last day of filing nomination papers, today a total of 375 nominations were filed by 325 candidates. Haryana Chief Electoral Officer Pankaj Agarwal said that so far a total of 548 candidates have filed a total of 647 nomination papers. The candidates who filed their nominations today include Congress candidates, former Chief Minister Bhupender Singh Hooda, Rajya Sabha MP Randeep Singh Surjewala, Vignesh Fogat and BJP candidates, Haryana Assembly Speaker Gyan Chand Gupta, former Minister Anil Vij and Haryana Finance Minister JP Dalal and others. Tomorrow is the last day for filing nomination papers. And in hockey, defending champions India qualified for the semi-final of the Men's Asian Champions Trophy tournament after thrashing Malaysia 8-1 in the round-robin stage at Hulunbuir in China this afternoon. India is currently on top of the standings with 9 points from 3 wins. The 6-team tournament is being played in a round-robin format with the top 4 teams qualifying for the semi-finals on 16th of September. The final is set for 17th of September. And that is the end of this news bulletin.